Renee, what is the temp today? What's it supposed to be?
Well, the real temp is supposed to be 97, but the heat index is going to make it feel like 108.
Okay, and tomorrow?
Tomorrow's even worse. Tomorrow we get up to 101 with a heat index of 109.
Okay, do we get a reprieve Thursday?
No.
Good. What's it supposed to be Thursday? Same?
Something like that.
Okay.
It's getting hot in here.
I mean, the surface of hell, basically.
Yeah, so it's hot.
Yeah.
It's hot. And for everybody out there that has pets, like everybody thinks, oh, I got to make sure it's cool in my house or, you know, but like your pets are also hot.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't have them outside right now. Their little feet on that concrete, that's dangerous.
Mike Palmer is the owner of Premier Pet Supply and joins us this morning. Mike, it's good to have you.
Thanks, guys. Good morning.
I don't have an animal. I don't have a cat or a dog or anything like that, so it's easy for me to not think about it. But for people who do, it is absolutely necessary that you remember that, yes, as much as you don't want to be hot, your pets don't want to be out in 107 degrees either.
You're absolutely right. First of all, we got to work on getting you a cat or a dog.
Mike, we're working on it. I promise you.
You know, so I think what a lot of people do is make the mistake of treating our pets like humans. They think if we're comfortable than they are, and it's not the case. I mean, it's obvious that, you know, they're walking around with a fur coat on, and we got to make sure that they're cool. And, you know, to the point that was made earlier, that pavement can be extremely hot. So if you're going to take them on that routine walk, you're going to have to do it a lot earlier in the morning and plan things differently and make sure you're doing it when it's a lot cooler outside, you know, because the pavement can get even like 30 to 60 degrees hotter than the actual air temperature. And that can just make it really uncomfortable, but also can be really dangerous and cause extreme pain for those sensitive pads on their feet.
Mm. So what are some of the things that we got to keep in mind for our pets?
So I think the simple things that some people just don't get, you know, if you're leaving them in the car and cracking that window, that's not enough. If you can't take them inside wherever you're going, do not take them out at all when the temperature is like this. You know, you have to keep in mind dogs with the shorter snouts, like pugs and bulldogs, French bulldogs, they're even more susceptible to having respiratory issues, and the heat can get to them quickly. So signs to look out for, you know, with heat exhaustion. If you're taking them for that walk, sometimes dogs just want to play. They just want to keep going. We've got to be advocates for them. We got to make sure that we give them breaks, give them rest, make sure they're extremely hydrated. They'll just keep wanting to go and go, and they don't realize how bad things are. So if you start to see them pant, you know, they don't sweat like we do, so they can't release heat the way that we do. So excessive panting, excessive drooling, if they seem lethargic, of course, we've got to take a break. And prevention is key. Get ahead of it. Hydrate before, not when you think there's an issue, and make sure that we're giving them breaks and not leaving them outside longer than they should be.
So if they get to that point, though, where it's the heavy panting, it's the, you know, the glazed eyes, how do you treat it? What's the quickest way to cool them down?
So you don't want to use incredibly freezing cold water on them, but cool them down with cold water. You know, you want to douse them, you know, take fabric or towels, soak them in cold water, wrap them in that, get them inside immediately, right? Those are things that we can do. And if it gets to a point where they start vomiting and it's really, really bad, you're going to have to get them to a vet, because, you know, what could seem like, you know, no big deal can turn into an extreme medical condition pretty quickly. I'm not trying to scare people. I'm just trying to prepare people.
Sure. And in Michigan, there's no law in leaving pets in cars. Like, there's no temperature cutoff. So what you should not do if you see a pet in a car is break the window, right? Like, if you're at a store or whatever and you see a dog there, what do you do?
You call the authorities immediately. You don't want to go into whatever business you think someone may be in and just have them announce it on, you know, over the loudspeaker to get somebody out there, whoever's car that may be, make, you know, get the description well and bring attention to that and stand there by that car and wait for that person. And you're going to have to educate them on how terrible it could be. You know, you don't see as much of it as you used to. I think sometimes people get a little freaked out nowadays, you know, with technology, and especially these electric cars, they actually have a pet mode where you can leave that car air conditioned and locked. And some people freak out and assume that that's not happening. So, you know, be cautious and recognize and understand the situation. You don't want to confront people or cause any issues or problems, but you do want to make sure that you're looking out for the safety of that pet.
Mike Palmer, great information. As always, we appreciate your time with Premier Pet Supply, everything you guys do. Thank you, and we'll talk again very soon. Keep those pets cool, huh?
Appreciate it. Yes, sir.
You got it. That is Mike Palmer with good advice, certainly. I absolutely love this story. So the Swift Observatory is a satellite. It's a space telescope, and it's been orbiting the Earth since 2004, and it's losing altitude due to increased solar activity. Well, there's a new startup, Catalyst Space Technology. They are sending a robotic spacecraft called Link to rendezvous with Swift. It uses these three robotic arms. It boosts it from its current orbit of from about 224 miles from the Earth to about 373 miles above Earth. If it is successful, it will allow Swift to continue studying gamma rays and exploding stars and other cosmic events that we can't see. And so this would be absolutely groundbreaking. You're talking about the potential of losing hundreds of millions of dollars in technology if the Swift Observatory is not able to function properly, which, by the way, NASA's already shut down a bunch of their scientific instruments on the telescope to slow its descent, because officials are saying that we could be reaching a point by October where it can no longer be rescued. So you're talking about saving a boatload of money by trying to get this thing further into orbit so it can continue its operations. And this is a $30 million rescue mission. So Catalyst Space Technologies unveiling this new technology. They're going to go up, grab Swift, and send it further into space to continue its work in orbit. But it's absolutely unbelievable. We have never seen anything like this, done anything like this. But NASA's looking at this and what Catalyst Space Technologies is doing as saying, well, this could be the primer for other events like this, where if we have sensitive equipment in space that is conducting major research for us, well, instead of scrapping it or instead of redoing it and sending up something different, we can actually save this equipment, save this technology for a fraction of the cost, and continue to gather all the necessary information that we need to. Unbelievable feats. I mean, if we're not circling the moon, we're just pulling these satellites further into orbit. Absolutely unbelievable stuff. All right, that is going to do it for us today. Have yourself a wonderful Tuesday. Oh, and by the way, big match tomorrow. Bosnia, USA, 8 o'clock. It's going to be fantastic. Kevin Eats and I'll talk coming your way next here on WJR. See you.